Coming up, WFHB correspondent Dan Young speaks with conservationist Gary Moody about the environmental impact of the Williams Dam near Bedford and fills us in on an upcoming showing of the film Dam Nation in Bloomington. For today's Community Report, courtesy of Eco Report.
This is Dan Young for Eco Report. On September 20th, I spoke on the phone with Gary Moody, a citizen conservationist from Shelbyville, Indiana. Several years ago, Moody founded an advocacy group focused on water quality and stream ecology called FISH, which Moody stated is an acronym for Fishable Indiana Streams for Hoosiers. Moody is currently involved with activism surrounding the Williams Dam on the East Fork White River downstream from Bedford. He's also helped organize a showing of the film Dam Nation here in Bloomington on Sunday, October 12th at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. Here, Gary Moody describes some of the environmental impacts of the Williams Dam and how he first became aware of them.
Well, like a lot of people in Indiana and even in Monroe County and surrounding areas, I had never heard of Williams Dam. So I was shocked to find that there's a low head dam, it's about 15 feet tall. That's sort of the category. Low head dams are typically under 25 feet or so tall. It's blocking the East Fork White River at, obviously, the little village of Williams. It's downstream of Bedford. It's been there for 100 years. It's blocking about 4,900 square miles of the East Fork White River watershed, which includes, you know, the Muscatatuck, the Big Blue, which is, runs through Shelbyville here. And by blocking, I mean it's blocking fish passage up to the rest of that watershed. Williams Dam was built, it was completed about 1912 as a hydropower generator. And when it went through a couple of ownerships, wound up with Public Service Indiana, they stopped generating power there, mothballed it, whatever, in 1958, turned it over to the state. You know, that wound up with the Department of Natural Resources. It's basically been a big fishing pier. And it creates sort of a reservoir upstream of it where people, you know, run around in powerboats and stuff like that. But it's what we call a deadbeat dam in that it serves no purpose. It's screwing up the ecology of the East Fork White River, both in terms of fish passage and water quality and habitat and various things. This process with repowering the dam is quite complex. It involves various federal and state agencies, but everybody acknowledges that the lake sturgeon, which is an endangered species, is present below the dam and not above the dam. Now, some really feisty fish have been able to passage over the dam at really high flood stage, including the Asian carp. That's pretty much it. You know, the sturgeon, they're bottom-dwelling fish. You've got little darters, various endangered and threatened species, which, you know, can't make that jump even at flood stage and with all the current. And one of them, in fact, is a host for an endangered species of mussels. And that's another problem. You've got, there are mussels present in that system below the dam, but the way they reproduce is the larvae attach themselves to fish, like that particular darter, and they take them upstream. And so dams fragment the ecosystem, which is bad. It's sort of like, you know, chopping the rainforest into little bits. It's the same with the river system.
According to Moody, prior to 2008, officials at the Indiana DNR had expressed interest in removing the Williams Dam because of safety concerns and its environmental impacts. But at the end of 2013, the state announced that it had entered into a contract to have the hydroelectric facility at the dam refurbished to produce electricity again. The restored hydroelectric facility at the Williams Dam would produce about 4 megawatts of power, which would be sold to the nearby Crane military installation. Moody says that FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, has given the project a clean environmental bill of health. The project has also been promoted as an environmentally friendly alternative to producing electricity by burning coal or other fossil fuels.
In 2004, the DNR was going to tear the thing down. They rejected an application for reactivating it, saying that it's bad ecologically and it's deteriorating. It's in terrible shape. If, you know, anybody can go down and look at it and see, it needs to go. So, you know, that changed because of politics and the ensuing administrations at the State House. In 2008, this company, they're called Free Flow Power. They're operating under another name here in Indiana. It's called Payne Bridge. But in any case, they filed their application in 2008. Very, very few people knew about this until, you know, they started issuing press releases in December. But throughout, they've been painting this as very green, and hydro is, in terms of, you know, air emissions. Obviously, there's no pollutants like when you're burning coal. However, there are trade-offs. You know, we don't want species to go extinct because of a dam. And the scheme here is to sell the power to Crane Naval Weapons Station, and that's been the intent all along. So, you know, I'm not begrudging that complex their power, but it comes at the expense to, you know, not only the wildlife in the stream, but everybody above the dam. You know, there are sport fish that can't passage that. It affects everyone upstream. In 2004, the DNR was going to tear the thing down, and that's what really still needs to happen. But there should have been an environmental impact statement done on this project, and that's what we petitioned FERC for last spring, and they rejected that. And their findings are just all screwed up. You know, they don't even know that Asian carp has passed the dam, or claim not to. The federal agency, FERC, painted this as a very minor project and even found that there's no significant impact. It's under NEPA, as the acronym. They have to do an environmental review, and there are various levels of that. They use an environmental assessment, which is very sort of quick and dirty compared to the full environmental impact statement. I also want to mention that because of this really shoddy and secretive process that's gone on since 2008, I mean, when they finally announced it and let it be known to the public, state owns that dam. That's a public facility, by the way. When they did that in December, it was past the time for any significant public involvement in any legal intervention, which I tried to do belatedly, and they turned it down as untimely. It was a good old boy process. They announced it when it was a done deal, and that's the way things typically work in Indiana, unfortunately. But, you know, with the federal involvement, it shouldn't have been that way, particularly with, you know, things like the Endangered Species Act involved. But because of what happened, we have a petition online, a couple of them actually. Go to freetheriver.com, and there's more information and links there. And also showing the film Damnation in Bloomington to raise aware of this and other dam issues that beat dams that are being removed all over the country. And that's what Damnation shows is one example of that out in Oregon and what that did for the ecosystem there. So we're going to show that at the Buskirk Chumley Theater on October the 12th. That's a Sunday. It's going to be at 7 p.m. It's only $5, and it's a blockbuster film. It's got a big buzz going around the country since it debuted at South by Southwest last spring.
That was Gary Moody from the advocacy group FISH, talking about the environmental impacts of the Williams Dam near Bedford and about an upcoming film showing of the movie Damnation on October 12th in Bloomington at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. For Eco Report, this is Dan Young.
Conservationist Gary Moody, speaking with WFHB correspondent Dan Young about the environmental impact of water dams.